Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the Reform Party a little bit and some of the twists and turns that are happening there. But before we get to that, I just want to point out that I understand that there are lots of disillusioned, disenfranchised patriots who up until this point would have voted Conservative, but you're so disgusted by Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak and the rest of them that you feel you can no longer give your vote to them. And the question becomes, well, who do I give it to? So I understand that position. And the Reform Party, which, of course, came out of the Brexit Party and which is owned, I believe, by Nigel Farage and Richard Tice, although I stand to be corrected, but I believe it's owned by them. Anyway, that party is doing well in the polls. Or at least it has been until the last week or so. And something happened then, and we're going to talk about that. Because just over a week ago, it was Richard Tice, Reform Party leader, who gave an interview to Andrew Marr on LBC, where he was talking about potentially people joining Reform from other political parties, as in elected representatives. And he was a wee bit vague in that. And then Andrew Marr asked him, what about Andrew Bridgen, the Conservative MP, who, as you know, well, the former Conservative MP, who's been obviously put in penury by Sunak and the gang, to which Tice said no. And that started to cause some problems for Reform. That's gathered a bit of a head of steam, actually. And we're having all kinds of things I see flying around. So I wanted the social media, and you've got Richard Tice and Dr. David Bull, who I believe is the deputy leader of Reform, saying, no, we want investigations into vaccines, and we're not a pro-vax party. We definitely aren't, and we're certainly not pro-vaccine mandate. That's what they're saying, guys, right? And in fact, actually, let me see, there's a few things I want to sort of see if I can play you guys, and then we're going to talk about it a bit more. Let's first of all, in their own words, listen to Richard. This is Dr. David Bull, deputy leader of Reform, talking to Mr. Richard Tice, the leader of Reform. Remember, these guys are adamant that they never mandated vaccines. Just listen to this.
There are a couple of things I'm very worried about. One is the low uptake of vaccine by BAME communities. And we just really need to emphasize to them that this is really important. Yep. And the other thing is about caregivers. They really must be vaccinated, because otherwise they're putting elderly and vulnerable people at risk.
Well, it's absolutely critical to their job, surely. I mean, I don't see how they can do the job if they're not prepared to be vaccinated.
And of course, you see, in the UK, we don't believe in compulsory vaccination. Now, you can argue whether that's the right or wrong thing, but the one thing I will tell you is there's no way you're travelling abroad without a vaccine, because the airlines are going to demand it, and so are other countries.
But there are many jobs where actually a certain level of training or ability is required to do the job. And surely, if you're going to be a care worker, then you must be vaccinated in order to protect the residents.
Yeah.
You heard them saying that you've got to be vaccinated if you're going to travel. You've got to have your vaccine. That sounds a little bit to me like they were quite positive. They're certainly very pro-vaccine. They were very pro-vaccine. And now they're saying that they're not. Dr. David Bull, in the last day, has tweeted out, quote, "We couldn't be clearer at Reform UK. We don't support mandatory vaccines, and we're the only party calling for an urgent official inquiry into the adverse side effects of mRNA vaccines. I have personal interest, as a member of my family has suffered severe adverse effects." Well, that's interesting. That's really interesting, because I've just played a video where you've indicated that you think that certainly care workers should be made to have COVID vaccines, and you equivocated on the whole issue of so-called mandatory vaccines as well. And Richard Tice is no different. Richard Tice is absolutely no different. Again, he was very enthusiastic pro-vaccine. But now, here's the thing I need you to understand. The Reform leadership is now, they're essentially doing a Julie Hartley Brewer. They're switching the act. What they're now saying is, Previously, they'd said, well, the government's wrong on everything apart from the vaccines, and the vaccines are a good thing. Julia Hartley Brewer line, Richard Tice line. Now they're saying, oh, we totally need to have investigations into the vaccines. Totally need to do that. You see what's happening, don't you? You're being played. You're being played. I'm afraid, and from what I've seen in social media, the Reform Party leadership needs to go. Richard Tice needs to go. Dr. David Bull needs to go. Let them be replaced with people who do not have track records of encouraging others to take experimental mRNA vaccines. Let reform reform itself. That way it becomes worthy of your vote. So I'm not telling you don't vote for reform, but I'm suggesting that to vote for reform under the leadership of Richard Tice and Dr. David Bull is to validate a degree of vaccine tyranny. Back in 2021 and 2022, when some of us, including you, fought against this tyranny, and he said, no, we don't want to take your vaccines, and we won't accept vaccine mandates, and we won't be bullied. The reform leadership was supporting that, certainly in certain categories anyway, that a vaccine was required. And even now, when you listen to what Dr. David Bull said, it really is a load of bull, because he's saying, oh, you know, you need that to stop it spreading, otherwise you'd spread it. But we know now, don't we, Dr. David Bull, that the vaccines, so-called, do not stop the spread of the alleged virus. So for care workers not to take the vaccine made no difference whatsoever to the people under their charge in these care homes. So I'm afraid it is time for reform in the Reform Party. Let me know if you agree. Thanks for listening.